And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is challenging what you thought you knew. Each of my guests is presenting new facts about something that you thought you knew. My next guest is the founder of Quantum Coaching Success Academy. We'll discuss how women can be fierce and feminine and get everything that they want from her book, Taming Your Alpha Witch. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Christy Whitman is an in-demand life coach, a transformational leader, CEO, and founder of the Quantum Success Coaching Academy, as I said. She has helped thousands of women and men around the world achieve their goals through her empowerment speeches, seminars, and coaching sessions. Christy's message reaches over 65,000 people a month, and she's been quoted in 17 Magazine, Women's World, Women's Day, Teen Vogue, The Star, The Ledger, and Not Magazine. As a certified law of attraction coach, her work has been promoted by and featured with the best-selling authors such as Marianne Williamson, Dr. Wayne Dwyer, Marcy Smirnoff, Brian Tracy, Neil Donald Walsh, Abraham Hicks, and Louise Hayes. She currently lives in Montreal with her husband and their two boys. Joining us from the East Coast, hi, Christy. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Bill.
Well, thank you so much for being our special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. The whole subject of really powerful women is interesting to me. And when you think of powerful women, you think of names like Oprah Winfrey, Hillary Clinton, Margaret Thatcher, Meg Whitman, and Carly Fioroni, both out here in California who ran for office in this last election cycle, Martha Stewart. Powerful women have always walked a real delicate tightrope, haven't they, between being feminine and being considered a witch with the other letter B in front of it.
Yes.
The same characteristics in a man, however, are called, you know, ambitious, aggressive, that kind of thing, and they're lauded in men.
Right.
So how can women successfully walk that tightrope to become what you call an empowered female?
Well, that's just it. You know, many women have learned that in order to compete in a quote-unquote man's world and to have some sense of power, we had to deny our femininity and really adopt more of an masculine way of going about life and success. And it really did work to a certain extent, but we've definitely earned our fair share of success. But we seem to be more stressed, more of overwhelmed, more on edge than ever before. We're just not happy. And the fact is that when men are competitive, when they're forceful, when they're more, you know, aggressive, that works for a man. You know, it's like it's a very masculine energy. And when women do it, it actually depletes us.
Now, that's interesting. It depletes you physically, or is it just emotionally, or are you just using that figuratively?
No, emotionally, physically, spiritually, all the way around. It goes against our nature as women. You know, it's like we're trying to be men in a woman's body.
Gotcha. So talk to me then, what are the characteristics of an empowered female?
Absolutely. Well, you want to be in your true power, meaning you want to connect with your self-confidence, with knowing that you can create what you want. You can state what your desires are. You have the tenacity to move towards your goals, and you're focused towards what you want. You're very communicative in what you desire and getting help and support from other people. You're very allowing. You allow space for flexibility in your day, in your life. You also are knowing that you can, you know, collaborate with people. And when you collaborate, that's a very feminine quality of collaboration, knowing that you can get a lot more done with more than just one person. And so many women feel like they've got the weight of the world on their shoulders. They have to do everything. They have to, you know, compete in this world kind of thing, and they're the only one. And, you know, even when you're the drama queen, it's like you're coming from this perspective of you have to be heard because you don't feel heard within yourself. So you have to take center stage in order to be heard. So those women are very loud and very abrasive and very dramatic.
Well, I want to talk about the different types of women in just a minute. My guest is Christy Whitman, author of the book, co-author of the book, Taming Your Alpha Witch, How to Be Fierce and Feminine and Get Everything That You Want. Now, Christy, you are a law of attraction professional coach. So what are some of the universal laws that women need to work with in order to stand in their full power?
Well, the first one is that we talk about in the book is the law of attraction. And that is a basic law, is that what you give out, you get back. So whatever energy you're sending out in the universe, you're getting it to get back. And we also talk about the law of pure potentiality, knowing that you are connected to something so much bigger than yourself, and that law of that pure potentiality has literally created everything that's in existence. And you can, if you can, it's like people say, you know, if you can conceive of it, you can achieve it. So it's knowing that you can be creative and step into that power. The other one is the law of allowing, which is really allowing things to happen and not having to control every situation, allowing space and freedom to come through, and, you know, allowing the gifts to be given to you. When you state something, you ask for something, really step back and allow it. Doesn't mean you have to be passive and you don't take action, but it's the energy that you give. You're not real restrictive. You're more expanded. The law of one is another one, the law of oneness, that knowing, again, that we are all connected, and there really is, there is no competition here. We're not, you know, everybody really is one at the core. Yes, we are all different individual beings and personalities and things like that, but at the core, we're all connected by one. And then the other one is the law of balance and harmony, really coming back into a place of feeling that balance and harmony within our bodies, because so many women are out of balance. We're so out of balance. And the other one, my favorite law, is the law of sufficiency and abundance. Basically that, you know, working with, in conjunction with the law of attraction, if you're coming from a knowing and in a feeling that everything in the universe is abundant and that there is no lack, that everything is, you know, sufficient, then what you are going to attract is more things that are going to show you abundance of time, support, love, money, prosperity, whatever it is.
All right. My guest is Christy Whitman, co-author of the book Taming Your Alpha Witch. And for those of you who are looking it up on Amazon, it's actually not witch. It rhymes with witch, and it's not a word that we can say on radio. But in your book, Christy, you really identify five types of alpha witches and how to deal with each type of the witch. There's the forceful alpha, the controlling alpha, the competitive alpha, the disruptive alpha, and the lack alpha. I want to talk about a couple of them. You've already mentioned the disruptive alpha, the one who is the drama queen. Let's take a look at the forceful alpha, because that's what you think of when you think of a Carly Fiorone or a Meg Whitman. Talk to us about that archetype and how can you deal and work with that archetype?
Absolutely. Well, she's the one that rules with an iron fist. She takes a, you know, take no prisoners approach to love and life. She is very overbearing. She like bulldozes over you. She can be at times very caustic, very harsh. And, you know, she may seem like she's, you know, powerful and assertive, but she's more aggressive than assertive, really. And it really, she doesn't care what other people have to say. It's like she could ask a question and someone could start answering the question, and then she bulldozes over you asking you another question. So it's hard to connect with someone that is a forceful alpha. And the best way to do it is literally, it's not taking a passive role or passive stance. I actually did a radio interview with someone this morning that was saying, oh, I'm not an alpha bee. And she's like, wouldn't let me get a word in edgewise. And it's like, but are you interviewing me? Did you really want to hear what I had to say? And it's just funny because she was very forceful. And so the way I stood back was just kind of like, well, and you're absolutely right. And I'd love to tell you more about that. So you appease to what really, you play to what their insecurities are, and their insecurities are that they're in lack. They're, they're fearful of something, like they're not going to be heard, and that's why they're being very forceful. And so when you can play to that, what their insecurity is, sometimes you get them to calm down a bit, because these are just behaviors. They're not who women are. They're just behaviors that come out when they are being fearful, where they know no other tactics.
My guest is Christy Whitman. Christy, we've got a caller. Bob, are you there on the line? Bob wants to ask a question. Hello, Bob, are you there? Hello, Bob, are you there?
I certainly am, Bill. You know that I couldn't miss this opportunity in the last 10 minutes to... say hello to you and your listening audience and wish you the best of luck.
Well, I appreciate that, Bob. Thanks. Do you have a question for Christy?
You know what? I've been listening to everything she's been saying, and I just can't add much more to that other than what she has basically said. So please forgive me.
No, that's okay, Bob. Thanks for the call, and thank you for the call out. Appreciate it.
Hey, Christy, and you keep helping Billy, okay?
Thank you. Okay.
All right, Christy. Well, let's get back to the book, Taming Your Alpha Witch. And when you take a look at it, how do women move from being competitive to being more collaborative?
Well, you know, when you see another woman that has what you want, you know, don't look at her as your enemy or your competition. Get inspired by her. You know, if your friend tells you that she's just lost 10 pounds, it's like, let that inspire you. And if you find feelings of jealousy or envy coming up, it's like, realize that, okay, I too want to lose 10 pounds. What did you do? You know, it's like, tell me what you did. I want to know. Inspire, be inspired instead of being so competitive. You know, if there's a way to take all of these attributes and turn it into positives so that we are literally attracting and creating the life that we want.
Oh, that is great. My guest is Christy Whitman, co-author of the book Taming Your Alpha Witch, How to Be Fierce and Feminine and Get Everything You Want. Christy, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, Taming Your Alpha Witch?
You know, I really want them to take away that these behaviors, whether they do it a lot and they're very overt or they're very subtle, they are, you know, preventing you from really creating the success that you want in your life and the fulfillment that you want in your life. And there really is an easier way to feel fulfilled and happy and to really have everything that you want. And so all you need to do is start working with these universal laws like we've outlined in the book. And your listeners can actually go to fierceandfeminine.com, fierce, F-I-E-R-C-E, and A-N-D, feminine.com. You can buy the book anywhere, any bookstores, any online, but if you go to fierceandfeminine.com, we have a lot of different bonuses that are going to really help you shift into this mindset of abundance and start really attracting what you want.
Oh, that's great. It's fierceandfeminine.com where you'll find all of that. Christy, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, Billy.
Take care.